Welcome to This Week in Nephrology. This week we're covering 10 notable papers, spanning advanced management strategies for chronic kidney disease, new insights into genetic and glomerular diseases, and the growing complexity of cardiovascular comorbidities and medication burdens. Let's dive in. We begin with a major focus on optimization strategies in chronic kidney disease management. In the Clinical Journal of the American Society of Nephrology, researchers propose a practical risk-based framework for implementing combination pharmacotherapy in patients with chronic kidney disease. By anchoring treatment decisions on albuminuria levels and validated risk equations, clinicians can systematically initiate and scale up multi-drug regimens. This includes combining sodium glucose cotransporter 2 inhibitors, non-steroidal mineralocorticoid receptor antagonists, and glucagon-like peptide 1 receptor agonists to target residual cardiorenal risk. Supporting this approach, recent highlights in Nature Reviews Nephrology emphasize the long-term kidney protective benefits of the endothelin receptor antagonist atrasentan in IgA nephropathy, as well as the broad advantages of the mineralocorticoid receptor antagonist finerenone across diverse chronic kidney disease etiologies. However, optimizing chronic kidney disease care also involves addressing long-standing therapeutic controversies. Writing in the American Journal of Kidney Diseases, investigators critically appraise the current kidney disease improving global outcomes guidance on metabolic acidosis. The guidelines currently offer practice points rather than firm recommendations, suggesting treatment consideration only when serum bicarbonate falls below 18 millimoles per liter. The authors argue, this conservative threshold leaves a substantial number of patients untreated, potentially accelerating disease progression, and they call for a revision of these clinical practice points based on a broader evaluation of existing trial evidence. Turning to cardiovascular and endocrine complications, we examine two highly prevalent but often undermanaged conditions in renal populations. A comprehensive review in the Clinical Journal of the American Society of Nephrology highlights the massive burden of atrial fibrillation in patients with chronic kidney disease, affecting up to a quarter of all patients and nearly 30% of those receiving chronic dialysis. The bidirectional relationship between atrial fibrillation and kidney disease is driven by shared risk factors alongside kidney-specific pathways like systemic inflammation, oxidative stress, and disordered mineral metabolism, which promotes structural remodeling and fibrosis. Despite these clear risks, patients with advanced kidney disease remain frequently undertreated with rate control, rhythm control, and anticoagulation due to a historical lack of dedicated clinical trial data. Meanwhile, a primer in Nature Reviews Disease Primers tackles primary aldosteronism, a major but heavily underdiagnosed cause of endocrine hypertension and cardiovascular morbidity. The authors emphasize that primary aldosteronism, driven by adrenal mutations or aberrant receptor expression, should be screened for in all hypertensive patients using simplified renin and aldosterone testing. Managing this condition requires a combination of dietary sodium restriction, mineralocorticoid receptor antagonists, and functional imaging to identify surgical candidates, with a rise in renin serving as an essential biomarker of adequate medical therapy. Next, we explore advances in the diagnosis and treatment of rare glomerular and genetic kidney diseases. In nephrology dialysis transplantation, a pilot randomized controlled trial evaluated treatment strategies for proliferative glomerulonephritis with monoclonal immunoglobulin deposits, a rare disorder with limited prospective data. The trial compared a plasma cell-targeted regimen consisting of bortezomib, cyclophosphamide, and dexamethasone against a B-cell-targeted regimen using rituximab. At 12 months, overall renal response rates were highly comparable, with 60% of patients responding in the plasma cell-targeted group and 70% in the rituximab group. While these findings are exploratory and hypothesis-generating due to the small sample size of 20 patients, they provide valuable comparative data for managing this challenging pathology. In the same journal, a prospective study from Hong Kong investigated the clinical utility of whole genome sequencing in over 100 adult patients presenting with chronic kidney disease of unexplained cause. The sequencing yielded a definitive genetic diagnosis in 1 out of 10 patients with Alport spectrum disorders involving type 4 collagen genes, representing over 3/4 of the positive cases. A positive family history of kidney disease was strongly associated with finding a genetic variant, confirming that genomic testing should be integrated early into the diagnostic workup for unexplained kidney disease. Finally, we address the practical burdens of clinical care and the ethical complexities of transplant selection. a long-term study spanning over 2 decades in the Clinical Journal of the American Society of Nephrology, reveals a stark escalation in medication burden among dialysis patients. Analyzing data from more than 82,000 patients, researchers found that the average number of active medications rose from 13 to nearly 16, and the daily pill burden increased to over 18 pills per day, with polypharmacy now affecting 87% of patients. This rising complexity is primarily driven by treatments for mineral and bone disorder and cardiovascular disease, highlighting an urgent need for medication reconciliation and regimen simplification. In the realm of transplantation, an editorial in JAMA Internal Medicine discusses the controversial use of APOL1 genetic testing in black kidney donors. The piece explores the delicate balance between utilizing genetic risk variants to protect donor health and the unintended consequence of reducing donation opportunities and worsening disparities in access to transplantation for black patients. If you only have time for one paper this week, make it the risk-based implementation framework for combination therapy in chronic kidney disease. This paper is our top pick because it provides a highly practical, clinically actionable roadmap for combining emerging therapies to aggressively target residual risk before advanced kidney damage occurs. Here are the key takeaways from this week in nephrology. First, implement a structured, risk-based approach using albuminuria and risk equations to guide the combination of SGLT2 inhibitors, non-steroidal mineralocorticoid receptor antagonists, and GLP-1 receptor agonists. Second, screen all patients with hypertension for primary aldosteronism using renin and aldosterone testing to prevent unrecognized cardiovascular and renal morbidity. Third, consider whole genome sequencing for adults with unexplained chronic kidney disease, especially those with a family history, as it yields a monogenic diagnosis in 10% of cases, dominated by Alport spectrum disorders. Finally, actively review and simplify medication regimens for dialysis patients to combat the rising tide of polypharmacy, which now impacts nearly 9 in 10 individuals on maintenance therapy. That's your roundup for this week in nephrology. The full transcript and references are available on the episode page in your Audio Scholar library. This is an AI-curated summary. For clinical decisions, always consult primary sources and current guidelines. See you next week. If this weekly briefing is useful, follow the show in your podcast app so new episodes arrive automatically. And for audio briefings on your own clinical questions and papers, visit audioscholar.cc. This is an automated summary generated by artificial intelligence, which can make mistakes. Always review the original source materials.